Chapter 18. Emperor Jacques, again. President George Formby opens motorcycle factory. Article in The Toad, July 9th, 1988. The president opened the new Brough Vincent Norton motorcycle factory yesterday in Liverpool, bringing much welcome jobs to the area. The highly modernized factory, which aims to produce up to 1,000 quality touring and racing machines every week, was described by the president as cracking stuff. The president, a long-time advocate of motorcycling, rode one of the company's new Vincent Super Shadow racers around the test track, reportedly hitting over 120 miles per hour, much to his retinue's obvious concern for the octogenarian Formby's health. R. George then gave a cheerful rendering of riding in the TT races, reminding his audience of the time he won the Manx Tourist Trophy on a prototype rainbow motorcycle. "Forget something?" I asked.
"Yes. What was that cake of your mother's?"
"It's called Battenberg." He got a pen and made a note on his cuff.
"Right. Well, that's it, then."
"Good."
"Right.
Is there something else?"
"Yes."
"And?"
It's...
"What?" Emperor Jacques bit his lip, looked around nervously, and drew closer. Although I'd had good reason for reprimanding him in the past, and even suspended his jurisdiction badge for gross incompetence on two occasions, I actually liked him a great deal. Within the amnesty of his own books, he was a sadistic monster who murdered millions with staggering ruthlessness. But out here, he had his own fair share of worries, demons, and peculiar habits, many of which seemed to have stemmed from the strict upbringing undertaken by his mother, the Empress Jacquina.
"Well," he said,
unsure of quite how to put it,
"you know the sixths in the Emperor Jacques series is being written as we speak."
"Jacques, End of Empire?" "Yes, I'd heard that. What's the problem?"
"Well, I've just read the advanced plot line, and it seems that I'm going to be vanquished by the Galactic Freedom Alliance."
"I'm sorry, Emperor, I'm not sure I see your point. Are you concerned about losing your empire?" He moved closer.
"If the story calls for it, I guess not. But it's what happens to me at the end that I have a few problems with. I don't mind being cast adrift into space on the Imperial yacht or left marooned on an empty planet, but my writer has planned a public execution."
He stared at me, shocked by the enormity of it all. "If that's what he has planned..."
"Thursday, you don't understand. I'm going to be killed off, written out. I'm not sure I can take that kind of rejection."
"Emperor," I said, "if a character has run its course, then it's run its course. What do you want me to do? Go and talk the author out of it?"
"Would you?" replied Jacques, opening his eyes wide. "Would you really do that?"
"No. You can't have characters trying to tell their authors what to write in their books. Besides, within your books, you are truly evil and need to be punished."
Jacques pulled himself up to his full height. "I see," he said at length. "Well, I might decide to take drastic action if you don't at least attempt to persuade Mr. Page. And besides, I'm not really evil. I'm just written that way."
"If I hear any more of this nonsense," I replied, beginning to get annoyed, "I will have you placed under book arrest and charged with incitement to mutiny for what you've just told me."
"Oh, crumbs," he said, suddenly deflated. "You can, can't you?"
"I can. I won't, because I can't be bothered. But if I hear anything more about this, I will take steps. Do you understand?"
"Yes," replied Jacques meekly,
and without another word, vanished.